Sport on RTE Radio 1.
All-Ireland in July, the Irish Open golf in September. All takes a bit of getting used to, Oisin.
Indeed, Gavin. Good morning. As you say, the Irish Open gets underway at Royal County Down. It has got underway, I should say, in the last few moments. Waterford's Seamus Power is the first of the Irish in action as he tees off at 10-8. It's now 15 years since Shane Lowry won at Baltrae. He tees off at 20-1. And then at 1 o'clock on the dot, it's the turn of Rory McIlroy and Tom McKibben. But among the 11 Irish taking part in the early morning wave of players, it's the oldest of them, the 2007 champion Padraig Harrington, who tees off at 8 o'clock. The 53-year-old is taking part in his 29th Irish Open with the perspective that he's got a real chance of being in contention over the next 4 days.
Obviously, coming to League's Golf, there's some learned instincts about playing in this sort of conditions. There is a potential to feel that just are not going to be comfortable. None of us are comfortable at the moment. It's pretty tough here. There's a better chance playing League's Golf for me, and there's definitely a better chance of playing League's Golf in tough conditions. So we have both of those, but it's pretty harrowing out there at this very moment.
You came here in 2015, the last time that it was held here. You shot a 67 in the first round, followed it up with a 73, which kept you right in there at halfway. Do you feel that this is the type of test which you're still able to handle at your ripe old age of 53?
You're reminding me of a good score. I didn't know. I can't remember back to 2015. That must be my age. But yeah, I feel I can compete at any golf course if I get my head in the right place. But, you know, I tell you, I have not played well these couple of days, and you know, my caddy Ronan is just continually coming back to me. It isn't going to be the guy who swings the club well this week. It's the guy who's mentally the strongest out there, who thinks the best, makes the right decisions. So yeah, you got to really get your head in the game, and more so than any other week.
Might it be the biggest story of your life? Career, which is extraordinary, if you should win an Irish Open at 53. I know we're projecting into something, but
that's a long projection. This is Wednesday, so it's a long way to go. I'm certainly not thinking about what would mean, you know. I think I'd be the oldest winner on the European Tour. I'd love that achievement, and to do that at an Irish Open would be very, very special.
Padraig Harrington there speaking to Greg Allen. Now on to cricket, and Alana Dalzell hit a 4 off the final ball to give Ireland a 3-wicket victory and her first ODI win over England since 2001 in a dramatic finish to a rain-hit third one-day international in Belfast. It's only the second ODI victory over the England women in Irish history, thanks to a stellar performance from Dalzell and captain Gabby Lewis, who praised the character of her teammates.
We definitely felt like 155 was achievable, and there was no doubt in our minds, so I think that shows the characters on the belief within the squad. So yeah, we're hugely thrilled with the win today.
And a good lead into the T20 series.
Yeah, definitely, we're very excited. Any home T20 series is very exciting, so especially against top quality nations, we rarely get them here, so I think it's very exciting, and we're ready to go. And I think leading the win today and kind of building that positivity into the T20 series.
Now to soccer, and Shelburne have moved to the top of the League of Ireland Women's Premier Division table. A first half brace from Kate Mooney helped Shells to a 4-0 win away to Sligo Rovers. Owen Weir inside are now just a point clear of Athlone Town, but have played 2 games more. And Julianne Russell scored twice for Galway United in a 5-2 win over Cork City at Turner's Cross. Galway now just 2 points behind Athlone. And finally, Irish offshore sailor Tom Dolan has won the Figaro single-handed race, crossing the finish line at La Trobal on the French Atlantic coast just after 4 o'clock this morning Irish time. Dolan from County Meath is the first Irish sailor to win the Figaro in its 55-year history, and the first non-French winner since 1988. A veteran in 6 previous Figaro races, Dolan said it was a victory he'd dreamed about, adding, "I can't believe it's true."